The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." So Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my head, my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For Jesus knew who was to betray him. And for this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, the servants are not greater than their master, nor are the messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, we pray that as we gather together this evening, you would continue to send us your Holy Spirit. May it quiet our hearts and our minds to hear your word and to know your will in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. So if you're looking at the program, I'm not asking you. She was feeling a little lighter this morning, and her blood pressure was high. And then I remember that, and she goes to talk to the nurses at the place where I work, and they found out her heart was skipping a couple of beats. They thought that it might have something to do with the guy she was married to. But she's in the hospital for observation. They checked out, and there's nothing. They can't prove all the tests that are done, so they're just going to kind of watch and see what's going on. So, but thank you for those who know what. And she made me promise before I came over. Why is that in the third? Husband's promise, you know, you can do it. I see you back there, Jenny. That's good to have you back. But she reminded me that even if she's sick, no matter how much we like her, no matter how much we love her, when we gather together in this beautiful space, it's all about Jesus. And that's the first thing I want to look up for us tonight, is to remember that it is all about. So brothers and sisters in Christ, I greet you with grace and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. You know, as I looked at the texts for tonight, I kind of thought, as I was going over them,
Peter does is he can act the way he does. I mean, Peter is the kind of guy who jumps in with both feet and both arms, and he just kind of goes all out. Oh, Lord, you're not going to wash me. Well, if God is okay, you're going to wash me, wash the whole. You know? That's Peter. That's an incredible boldness, an incredible love, an incredible energy that Peter has. And somewhere there's a sermon, but probably not too much. Instead, I focus on the very simplest part of the text. Simple in what it says, but difficult in what it commands us to do. It starts up at the end of this reading from John, where Jesus says, little children. And one of the things I've learned from reading the Gospel of John and reading the Epistles of John is when Jesus says, little children, that's a sign of their open heart. Because he's going to say something that's very powerful and very important to us. So when Jesus starts out by saying, little children, that's kind of like a slap in the head, open heart. And at this point, when he says little children, he's saying something important. I'm going to be with you a little while longer. Look for me. I've said it to you. I've said it on my own. You cannot come. I give you a new command that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. It's easy. You just need to love one another, right? That's what Jesus says. That's the new command, love one another. It's an easy thing to do. I think there are lots of people who are very happy to love one another. Those people who don't want to love, I got that too. But Jesus is very direct. He says, love one another as I have loved you. And think about how all encompassing it is. Love one another as I have loved you. And you know, as I thought about it, and as I thought about all those words, and I thought about what follows, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, you have loved one another. The command to love one another is so much more than a command to go out into the world and God's will. It's so much more than Jesus commanding us to love one another, because when he says love one another in this context, he's also reminding us that when we love one another and others see us, we witness to the love that he has for us. I think the command to love one another is not so much a command to love one another as it is a way of Jesus telling us, by our love, we witness to him. And as I think about it, the command to love one another is a call to Christian witness in the world. And it's a tough one. It's a tough one to love one another. Because Jesus doesn't limit the law. He doesn't say love one another except those who don't love me. He doesn't say love one another except you know the law. He doesn't. It's everybody. It's everybody. When Jesus commands us to love one another, it's a command to love everybody, no matter who they are, no matter where they are, no matter if they hurt us, or love us, or help us, or harm us. And it's a call to Christian witness. How many times have we looked at a television set, or heard a proclamation, or seen a Christian who says, I do this in Christ's name. And you look at what they've done and you go, wait a minute. That's not my Christ. How many times have you heard Christians witness the love of God in Christ overcoming someone? I don't like you. I hate you. Your actions are wrong. How many times have you seen people judge one another? And remember, Jesus says, don't judge. But how many times have you seen people judge one another in Christ's name? Call themselves Christians. What is the witness that that gives to the world of Christians? What is the witness that it gives to the world who looks at us as Christians? I think are not homeless. When they see the doors open on Thursday afternoon and people come in to get food, no questions. You know, we don't ask questions when people come to our food pantry, except for how many. And we don't know twice a month what they need. What do people see when they see that? What do people see? What does it mean to reach out and love, to be a witness? It means that we open our hands and our hearts and our doors and our lives to Jesus Christ. So easy to say, and it's so hard to do. The brothers and sisters in the faith, when we reach out and love, others see the love of Christ that is in us. And when we reach out and love, even for those who seem unreachable, and they see the love of Christ that is in us, the world knows that we have a God who sent the Son, who died on the cross and rose from the dead for our sins. A God who loves us so much without condition that we can love others without condition. And when we love unconditionally in a way that God called us to love, we are God's witnesses in the world. And when we do that, the world will be changed forever. Because it is through the Holy Spirit and the witness of our love for God's love that the world changes. It becomes a place of love, a place of peace, a place of healing, a place of joy. Children loved by God who go into the world to share God's love and bring that message of love and peace and joy will change the world for the better.